I thought the biggest difference in the game for us was in the second quarter. We had 8 turnovers for 17 points, and it didn't allow our defense to get set, and so it was a tough stretch for us. But other than that, I thought throughout the course of the game, defensively we were pretty good at times. Obviously, Kyrie had a heck of a ball game for us. He shot the ball well. He found his teammates with 11 assists and then the one turnover. So I thought he had a fantastic night for us, especially on the offense end of the floor. Jared Jack came off the bench and gave us a big lift offensively, with the 17 points. Thought we got a lot of different point contributions from different guys on our bench. Jack had 17 between Dion, Andy, and Earl. That's another 17, so it's 34. And then the other five, that's 39, 40 points coming from your bench. It's a pretty good night from our bench. And I thought Anderson played an overall terrific game. He impacted the game a lot of ways defensively. He had 5 assists for a big with 0 turnovers. It's a terrific night. And then the 7 boards in 30 minutes. And, you talk about a guy like Alonzo G, who his minutes have been sporadic. We kept him on the floor. Big minutes to guard Luol Deng. And then, we also kept him on the floor because, Carmelo is a great player. 29 points on 12 for 19 from the field. But we felt that Zoe, for most of the night, did a nice job making him work. The second half, the difference in the second half for us getting the win was we had 5 turnovers for 5 points. And that was huge for us in the second half. Sorry about that.
After the way the second quarter unfolded, how important was it for you guys to come out and reestablish in the third period?
Well, I thought it was really important. We talked to our guys about us turning the ball over, and we felt if we didn't turn the ball over and we moved it, and we spaced it very well, we'd get some good looks, especially with the way that Kyrie had it going tonight. We felt we could get a good look with him playing pick and roll. We felt like we can get a good look from any of our guys moving the basketball at any time, as long as we took care of it. And we addressed it at halftime. We thought our guys came out and did a nice job of it in the second half.
I think they're starting to build a little bit of resiliency. To give away a 16-point lead, a lot of times that would maybe fold them in the past, and they came right back out and built another 16-point lead.
I hope so. I've said this from the beginning. The first thing we wanted to try to, clean up here, take care of is the defense end of the floor. And we wanted to try to establish a certain culture here, one of selflessness and accountability. And then from there we felt, we'll work on the offense. And throughout the process we knew that it was going to take some time because, we're a young team and not necessarily used to winning a lot, especially on the road. We're going to take our lumps, and hopefully in time we will get a little bit better. So I hope we're getting better. It seems like we're getting a little bit more resilient. But the biggest test for us will be obviously on the road.
Mike, are you happy with the early offense that you're starting to get now?
Sometimes.
not to where you want it to be.
We still don't know how to flow into it really all the time. We'll get glimpses of it, and it was like, oh my gosh, that's so pretty, and where we don't have to make a call, down the floor, and it's based off of reads and spacing and ball movement and body movement. But there's still a learning curve. We were doing some stuff at shoot around today that was very simple. We had some very simple reads for our guys, and they still struggled a little bit. So, are we better offensively today than what we were 3 weeks ago? Yes, sir. We're a lot better. We have a lot better understanding of spacing, ball movement, body movement. We set better screens. But as you could tell, there are times throughout the course of the game that that goes out the window, and we get a little stagnant. But it's something that the guys have been working pretty hard at, and the staff has done a nice job with all of the guys. So I think the exciting part about Kenny is we got a lot of room to grow still. I think we got a lot of room to grow on both ends of the floor, but especially offensively.
Do you think Tristan's follow dunk really gave the team a big lift?
Yes, but I thought it did. You know, I think the crowd was great tonight. You know, they weren't as loud as they normally are, but I thought they stayed in it, and they helped us along. And you know, when he had the follow-up dunk, it definitely was an exciting moment. You know, it's a clip we may show tomorrow, just to get Tristan excited.
Mike, when the Knicks made the run to get back in it, was it something that the Knicks did to make that run, or was it a case of maybe guys taking their foot off the gas and feeling like, all right, this will be an easy one tonight?
No, I don't know if our guys ever thought it was going to be an easy one. It was a combination of both. You know, I thought the Knicks stepped it up defensively, and then I thought we were a little loose or a little careless with the basketball. And those 8 turnovers, I thought, in the second quarter really hurt us. And that was a result of 17 points in one quarter, I think, off of turnovers. So it was a combination of both. I don't think it was one more than the other.
We had a lot of good play from the bench, obviously, but was all those turnovers the reason you ran the starters the entire third quarter, except for Andy at the end for buying a lot of that? You rode the starters.
Well, I thought the starters started the game playing the right way and got us a big lead. And then in the third quarter, I thought the starters also did a nice job of coming out of the locker room and trying to establish the game the right way, and especially with the main issue that we talked about was taking care of the basketball. And that's why I rode them, is, you know, I felt, you know, the longer it seemed like I kept them out there, that's the bigger the lead got, the more confident we got. And so, you know, if there is a group out there, I'll try to ride that group for a while, not all the time. Because I know it's a long basketball game, and you got to rely on, you have to rely on your bench to help you out. But yeah, I thought the starting group did a nice job taking care of that basketball in the third quarter.
Mike, it's another home win, but what does this team have to do to get over the hump and be successful away from Quicken Loans Arena? What do they have to understand in order to be better on the road?
Well, the biggest thing is we have to be physically and mentally tougher than what we are at home, because, you know, anybody that plays in their building gets an extra boost of energy from the crowd, you know, and not only that, there's a comfort level of playing at home, a familiarity of playing at home, and your routine is a good one because you're used to doing it all the time. And so now for us to go on somebody's court and win a game, our mental and physical toughness from the beginning of the game to the end of the game has to be there. We got to compete at a higher level than we compete at home, knowing that on the road, there's a good chance our shot's not going to fall. And if it doesn't fall, we can't get discouraged. We have to understand that, hey, we can win a game by getting stops. We can win a game ugly. And sometimes that's what you have to do on the road until you get a few under your belt, and then you start believing.
Were you ever worried about Kyrie shooting, or was it just a matter of time until he got some shots?
Yeah, I was never worried about him shooting. For me, it never came up one time. I've told him, I've told you guys, he can go for 30. You know, I don't care. Just stay aggressive, because he can score the basketball. So stay aggressive. We believe in you. And play defense. You know, play defense and keep pushing the pace. You play defense, you keep pushing the pace, because we want to attack for layups first. Then, hey, go 0 for 30, go 0 for 20. I don't care, because I know he's a great shooter, and he's a guy that can score points in bunches for us.
Mike, a game like tonight, do you call plays, or do you get that feeling that, all right, he's got it going, we just let him do his thing?
We called some plays, but obviously he had it going, so we called a lot of pick and roll plays for him. I mean, he called some great plays. I thought the right way for himself too, and put himself in different types of pick and roll action. I thought he played a really good offensive game for us, and he was probably, got to go back and watch the tape, but I thought at times he was really good defensively for us too.